Populist politicians threaten legal action against proposed COVID passports. By Chris Tomlinson on August 6, 2021. Spanish populist party Vox has threatened legal action in Madrid if the government implements a so-called health pass that would require vaccination or a negative coronavirus test to enter certain businesses. The leader of Vox, Santiago Abascal, stated his opposition to the coronavirus health pass this week, writing on Twitter that if the Madrid government led by People's Party politician Isabel Díaz Ayuso wanted to introduce a health pass, he and Vox would take the matter to court. "We are not going to allow more violations, discrimination and abuses of the fundamental rights of Spaniards," Abascal vowed. On Thursday, Ayuso replied that she would not be blackmailed on the issue, and stated that while she had a good relationship with the populist party, she was clear she did not like threatening tones and ultimatums, newspaper El Mundo reports. According to the Madrid government leader, she is open to discussing the possibility of a health pass in the region, but stressed she only wanted to study a possible implementation in certain cases, claiming she did not want to impose further restrictions. Other regions of Spain have already passed measures to require a health pass to enter certain businesses, such as Galicia, where proof of vaccination or a negative test is required to enter nightclubs, bars, cafes, and restaurants. On the Canary Islands, the government attempted to implement similar measures, but the High Court of the Canary Islands suspended the government's move after claiming that it conflicted with privacy issues. Other countries, such as France and Italy, have gone ahead with nationwide coronavirus pass systems, despite widespread protests. Emmanuel Macron's France now requires the health pass at various businesses and also for travel by airplane or train. Those who refuse to check customers for their health passes can face fines of up to €45,000 and a year in prison. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.